Oh, shit. It was her face that did it. Her face as she stood outside the register office with that big municipal clock behind her, ticking off those first glistening moments of nuptial bliss. She was wearing a linen suit the colour of pale watercress soup, and the skirt cut just above the knee. Linen, we all know, crushes as easily as timid love. She looked uncrushable. Her hair was taken back just on one side, and she smiled in the general direction of the entire human race. She wasn't clinging to the magnificent Stuart, though she held his arm, it's true. She just exuded. She glowed. She was fully there, yet tantalizingly absent, withdrawn at this most public moment into some private dominion. Only I appeared to notice this. The rest thought she just looked happy, but I could tell. I went up and gave her a kiss and murmured felicitations in her one visible and lobeless ear. She responded, but almost as if I wasn't there. So I did a few gestures in front of her face, signalman flagging down runaway express sort of thing, and she briefly focused on me, laughed, and then said, "Oliver, why don't you just bugger off?"